Lily, first of all, good to see you back on the first team bus.
Yeah, it's nice to be back, obviously being in the twos from the start of the season, and hopefully I can get a few runs, and if the rain stays away, I hope I take my chance and stay in the team for some while.
Last time I spoke to you was probably back in the Barbados strip, and you were hoping to get enough runs pre-season to sort of force your way back into the first team. Didn't quite happen.
No, well, I got the runs, but Gailey, Frog and Dizzy decided to go with Joe, and obviously with Jake's coming back, there hasn't been a spot for me, but I've done well in the second team when we've had chance, and I'm just glad to be back in the first team, and hopefully I can stick a claim and get some runs here. If the rain stays away, like at the minute it's not, but if I can just get some runs under my belt here, then there's a chance I can stay in the team for some while. So
been a bit of a story of the season so far. We sat on the balcony here at Bristol watching it, absolutely throwing it down for day one of this championship match, and it's affected the second team as well, hasn't it? Obviously playing on outgrounds with maybe less facilities to keep the rain off, it's been a frustrating start to the season.
Yeah, very frustrating. Obviously I wanted to play as much as I can to get as many runs as I can to get back in the first team, but obviously you can't do anything with the weather, and Harrogate probably wouldn't be playing now. That was 2 weeks ago, it was that wet. So now we got a game last week and up at Blackpool, and at Lytham I played well, that's why I'm back in the first team, so hopefully if I can keep playing as well as I did there, then I'll stay in the team for some while.
It's about patience, I suppose, isn't it? It's a squad game, there's only 11 shirts to go around there. I know I've seen on various message board supporters wanting to see you playing first team cricket, but you've got to basically bide your time.
Yeah, I've had to bide my time, and lucky enough for me that obviously Mitchell Stark's visa's not ready, so I've got my chance and hopefully I can take it.
It wasn't you that dodged up the paperwork, was it?
No, it wasn't me, no.
You got on Mitchell Stark, I mean, you got to feel sorry for him. He's now got to travel all the way back to Australia to come back again just for a bit of paper.
Yeah, obviously, as far as I know, I think that the Australian Cricket Board and his agent have messed up, but that's unfortunate for him, but it gives me a chance, and I'm grateful for that chance, and hopefully I can do well and stay in the team.